This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Listen up, everybody. So I got kind of a weird announcement.
And now...
Am I the only one that was super creeped out by that?
Genuine creep. Wonderful.
Perfect. The Hillman Morning Show presents...
Hey, I'm on Facebook.
How creepy is it?
Weird thing to say out loud.
But I'm a creep.
Principal in Louisville, Kentucky, in trouble for allegedly taking students' cell phones in order to search for nudes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It was just too much for the guy.
Yeah.
He had to stare at all of these high school girls for too long. And so he was stealing their phones and then getting the nudes off of them. That's a sign of the apocalypse, is that every high school kid has a nude on their phone.
Yeah, that's frightening that he was able to amass a collection.
Yes.
The way in which the guy got caught is pretty interesting. A woman who is now 20 was alerted to the fact, and I think this is also how creepy on it based on the friend that alerted her, that there were nude photos of her on a Russian porno trading website.
The Russians.
See, it's the Russians again.
And it turns out the pictures were taken 5 years ago when she was 15. She took them for her boyfriend at the time when she was in high school.
Yeah, right.
So then she went to police, who then went to the feds. And they wound up tracing the IP under which this photo was posted back to the principal. They got a search warrant. They found 60 examples of child porn on his various devices in the home. They also were able to identify a couple of girls in photos on his Dropbox account. Michael Hill is a recent graduate of that particular high school, no relation to Greg. Principal's porn, Rob.
Like, what? You know, like, as soon as... It was all over Facebook. Honestly, though, he might have been, like, not a nice guy sometimes, but he's the last one I expected to have something to do with this.
It's always those people.
Well, the last one that you expect. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was so nice.
That's
he always worked well with the kids. Mm-hmm.
So imagine, 5 years, this photo has been going around.
And right.
Where else has it been posted between here
Everywhere.
And that Russian website? Like, so this Russian website, is that specifically how many people have downloaded that picture? And we're just talking the one.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah. Apparently every
girl in the high school had nudes on her phone, and the guy was able to get a hold of them all.
Parents, really. Just to reinforce in your kids, these things just don't go away. Snapchat doesn't go away. These pictures are out there forever.
I'm already talking to Will about it. No D pics, man.
I'm gonna have to.
He's six.
I'm gonna have to.
He's seven. Soon to be eight. January 11th.
I have to confiscate your phone. Seven. I'm gonna have to confiscate.
Oh, you'll find a lot of sausage pics on my phone. Of actual sausage.
Sausage.
I mean, bratwurst, hot dogs. Yeah, breakfast sausage. Yeah.
Canadian bacon brat.
Yeah, but that's frightening.
Yes, it is.
Has this ever... this sounds like a first to me. Like a guy confiscating...
Yes, we have a first in a school. When it comes to perversion in schools,
we have
a first. Yes, it's amazing.
But we've had a story every week. Was there some kind of New Year's resolution made by this group of men saying they needed to collect more underage naked photos year? It seems like every day this week there's been a story.
This is the first time we've had a principal, though, who was confiscating phones so he could check out nudes.
Wow, that's frightening. So will this lead to, like, a law saying, well, you can't confiscate my child's phone?
Right.
You know, you have to check with us first. You know, so we can check the phone first.
Well, the parents can't even confiscate their kids' phones.
I know, right?
I'm being naive, I guess. Yeah.
Here's a 603 text which says, I'm a high school teacher, and let me tell you, they pass around nudes like nobody's business.
Oh, that's God, so disturbing to me.
Like nobody's business.
Oh, come on.
Like nobody's business.
You sound so naive when you say that.
I'm not. It's not that I'm naive. Kids, I know what happens. It's just bothersome
to me. Well,
what's
it? Well, yeah,
because when I did stupid stuff in college, it was on like actual film that you had to take to Photomat to develop. Well, it's probably destroyed at this point.
Think about,
you hope.
Those Photomat guys had a good time.
Fingers crossed.
But think about when you met your girlfriend during break or recess to swap spit out back of the school when no one can see it. Now you don't have to worry about it. You can sit in class, you know, take a nude, and then the next morning sit in class and send it to your boyfriend.
That's
same difference.
When you're in sixth grade, it's not okay. And the nude is the nude being on the internet is different than making out with a boy behind
the
school.
I'm talking middle school. Yeah. I'm talking middle school.
Okay, whatever.
It's terrifying.
Whenever. It's horrifying. That'll ruin somebody's life.
As the father of a daughter. Great.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, you can't control it, though. You really, you can't.
Right.
Can't you?
Yeah. Well, you could just arm them with the knowledge.
Yeah,
like, you know.
I guess.
Yeah, but some of them, you know, I mean, I don't know. Am I the only one that did something crazy during recess?
But again, there aren't images all. We can find like one picture of you from your shredded
days. If I have to tell another Penny Samoleski story when we were 13.
Oh, geez, please.
Let's throw in Jocelyn Leptic while you're at it.
That was high school. Worst thing I ever did was break up with her on Valentine's.
So what's the deal with this guy? He's going to be going to jail? He's not the principal anymore, right?
Yeah, he's not. Okay. I'm sure he's probably on paid leave for a while, but
paid.
As is often the case in these
vacation.
I hope so.
Situations.
It is 7:26, and today at 3 o'clock, check out the all-new WAAF afternoon show. It's Maddie and Nick, and you can hear them every afternoon here at WAAF. And we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour, so leave one of those now on any topic. And hopefully we'll be able to keep the radio station operating up until we play your Hillmail voicemail messages in a half an hour. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463.
Are you a Kit Kat fan, Greg?
No, I never liked
Why?
Kit Kat.
What? Really?
Why?
Too much air in there.
I'm with
too
you, Hilldog.
Too much wasted space.
Come on. But you've had one.
I've had a Kit Kat. Yes. Yes.
Too much wasted space.
It is. It's like the Milky Way chocolate bar.
Too airy for you?
Yeah, same
difference.
Yeah,
you want something a little bit more dense like a Snickers that weighs 1,000 pounds? Yeah. How would you describe the cream that's sandwiched in between the wafers and a Kit Kat?
I wouldn't describe it as a cream.
I thought it was caramel.
It's like
I eat them so fast, it's hard for me to actually look. Yeah.
Thanks to a new documentary, we actually know what that substance is between the wafers inside the Kit Kat. And this brings up a very disturbing question, especially if you're maybe, I don't know, stoned and overanalyzing things a little bit.
Oh, no.
It's called focus.
The stuff in the Kit Kats is crushed up Kit Kats.
Oh. Whew.
So they take the broken pieces and the cast-offs from when they're made, and they grind up the whole Kit Kat to make the stuff that they put between the wafers, which begs the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, how did they make the first Kit Kat if it was made out of Kit Kats?
It's
so ethereal.
Look, I'm just relieved it's not made out of people.
Right?
You know? Like, Soylent Green is in Kit Kats. It's people!
Yeah.
Oh, that's not... That's relieving.
Here's somebody
that could have taken a weird turn.
Here's a 508 texter who says they just lost measurable respect for me because Kit Kats are the best and I don't like them.
Kit Kats are so good.
Not so good.
Not freezer.
Yes, they are.
Right out of it.
I'll hit you.
Not a fan.
Crushed up on ice cream? Crushed up on ice cream?
Well, I mean, anything,
I don't like cold candy bars.
Anything crushed up on ice cream is fantastic.
Okay.
But,
except Score. Greg doesn't like Score because he likes Heath.
Well, Score is the knockoff. I'm not a fan of it. It's like when you get the Shaw's brand.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm eating too fast.
Maybe.
Score's a teeth breaker.
So we're trying to figure out which came first, the Kit Kat or the Kit Kat Philly. Is that that's the what's the name of this documentary? Because I need something else to watch.
Are you fat?
It's on the BBC, so I don't know if you're, I don't know if you're gonna have to tune into BBC America. It's called Inside the Factory.
Inside the Factory.
Things
Inside.
You don't want to know.
Basically,
right. You didn't even taste the finger, did you?
There is. I don't know about England, but there is an allowable amount of insect parts.
Yes, parts per million.
In the United States.
That's true.
And
they
human.
Each human eats like a pound of insect parts a year.
Protein, man.
Yeah, which is high in protein.
Big ding.
I get a bee head.
Whenever you think about bugs, all I ever think about is dung beetles.
They
live in cow poop.
Hello. Hey, Chad.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
What's up, Chad?
LB, you just wanted to say dung so you could say dung
I'm legit. It's amazing to me that they take beetles out of cow poop and then they boil them and eat them.
Well, they used to put bugs on the shells of M&M's, so.
They did?
No, they used to make the shells out of M&M's. Look it up. It's a true fact.
The M&M shell. Wait a minute. We got to ask Alexa about that.
Oh boy.
I want you to ask Alexa if they used to make silence here. Hold on.
All right. Sorry. All right. Alexa, what are the shells of M&M's made out of?
I wasn't able to understand the question.
What is wrong with your
emotion? She's a stripper. Give her another chance.
Enough with the pressure. Get down there. Get down next to a
government making her shut up about it.
Amazon is part of the government. Alexa, what are M&Ms made out of?
I don't know.
Wow.
But you can take a look at the Bing search link I added in the Alexa app.
Yeah.
If I wanted to look at search results, I wouldn't have asked you
in the first place. It's a stupid question.
I'm going to throw Alexa out the window. Just a word of advice. If you have Alexa and you have the app, it saves every single question you make. So when I turned it on this morning, the first thing I saw on my list was, how big are Vanna White's nipples?
Yes.
Hopefully your daughter didn't get to Alexa this morning before. It's a real problem.
Yeah.
That's why you probably shouldn't bring Alexa in anymore. I'm telling you, Siri would have answered that in 5 seconds.
Oh, you think so?
Yep. Siri would have nailed it. Dalexa. That's what I'm calling her. Dalexa.
By the way, it is an urban legend that they use lac beetles to make the shell on M&M's hard candies. It is nothing more than corn syrup and sugar. Yeah. They did, however, used to use the secretion from the beetles in the OG Junior Mint recipe. That's how they got that confectioner's glaze sheen.
Really?
Yes.
That was the secretion from the beetles. Yeah. Is that a word you don't like? Secretion?
Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be on that list, right?
Yeah, that's like discharge. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It just can't mean anything good.
Kills the room.
Monkey, milk that beetle for its secretion so I can add it to the candy.
Oh, God.
I'd like my candy shiny.
I'm thinking of all the Junior Mints I've eaten.
Oh, thank God.
Which is a lot.
Junior Mints are excellent, by the way.
Not with beetle secretion on
them. You don't know.
I wonder what the name of that guy's job title was.
Texter wants to know if that's Bill Belichick's Alexa that we're using. That's probably
I would love to have Bill Belichick's voice. That would be fantastic. I don't know. We're on to Seattle. Seattle.
Let's see. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I'm just calling about the candy and that coating that goes on it, the shellac.
It's
actually made from a beetle, and they process it in Attleboro. There's a company in Attleboro. They get these giant cubes of these dried up beetles.
Hmm.
They break them up, put them in a solution that kind of breaks it all down, puts it in a centrifuge, and the oils and liquids come out. They purify it, and that's the coating on like an M&M.
Yeah, very interesting. That's a Masshole thing, by the way. They do not pronounce the L-E in Attleboro. It's Attleboro.
Attleboro.
Attleboro. Attleboro. It is Attleboro.
New news people, take note.
All right. A texter says the job title was the beetle juicer. The secretion engineer.
Just don't say it three times.
Exactly.
The vice president of beetle milking was probably the title of that guy. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.